¿Quién?
And I regret some of the recent behavior that Russia has exhibited, and I'll be glad to talk about that later on, including reduction in oil supplies to Czechoslovakia after they agreed with us on a missile defense system, etc.
That was Republican presidential candidate John McCain talking in New Mexico earlier this summer. His comments were criticized because he, like so many others, was mistakenly referring to a country that hasn't existed for more than a decade. This was the response on a program on the U.S. cable show MSNBC.
I mean, look, here's the problem. Czechoslovakia has not existed for 15 years.
That is a problem. Czechoslovakia broke up a while ago. This would sort of be like referring to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck as Bennifer today. You just can't do that.
No, because they split up.
They split up.
I mean, we have to call them Jen and Ben.
A typically shallow analogy there from U.S. cable news. But the point is clear. Why do so many people seem to have trouble knowing that Czechoslovakia split into the Czech Republic and Slovakia a long time ago? In fact, it is not just politicians that get it wrong. Here is ABC anchor George Stephanopoulos making the same mistake while discussing seemingly crucial Czech participation in the controversial US missile defense shield.
By pushing for Georgia to be in NATO, by pushing for Ukraine to be in NATO, by putting a missile defense system in Czechoslovakia, this was seen as belligerent and aggressive by Putin and kind of brought him in.
Eric Best is an American-born political commentator who has lived in the Czech lands, and by that I mean the former Czechoslovakia and now the Czech Republic, for 17 years. I asked him for his take as to why so many people seem to get the name wrong.
Well, there are a couple of aspects to it. One is that it used to be Czechoslovakia, so there are people who were born in Czechoslovakia. There are people who consider themselves Czechoslovaks, and there are certain agreements and events that actually took place in Czechoslovakia. So when you're talking about Czechoslovakia, you should properly speak about Czechoslovakia. The problem comes when people don't realize that there was a transition and they think they're talking about Czechoslovakia, but in fact they're talking about the Czech Republic, which is difficult in and of itself, and that's where all the confusion comes in, of course.
Struggling with the issue, a few years ago the term Czechia was seriously considered as an alternative to the Czech Republic, but thankfully rejected. So is the part of the name what is causing so many problems? Eric Best again.
I think that makes it difficult because there is no easy solution in English as opposed to some other languages. No matter which solution you try to get at, none of them is good. We've had readers try to force upon us the idea of using the term Czechia, but at least an American speaker has trouble pronouncing it, so it's kind of out for that reason. And it also raises issues about whether it's Chechnya and other events, and in other languages it's easier, but in English the Czech Republic is a mouthful to begin with, but there's no better solution.
Rostislav Vondruška is the director of Czech Tourism, the organization charged with promoting the Czech Republic overseas. I asked him for his take on the whole controversy.
I think it's connected pretty much to the brand itself. Czechoslovakia once has been a wonderful brand, and it's still in people's mind. Obviously, it hasn't been time enough to change the perception of a small country in the, amidst Europe. I think the influence on the tourism decisions, it's minor.
And why was the Czechia idea dropped?
I think it wasn't an issue of renaming country. It was more like using the name in the marketing for marketing purposes. It has not been accepted because people could mix up the country with Chechnya. It has been many arguments, you know, you can write books about it, but at the end of the day it was that simple, and also not a minor amount of money was invested in Czech Republic, and so it wasn't changed. It was that simple.
Mr. Vondruška also downplayed the significance of the whole name issue.
What really matters and what counts is the quality of services and the perceptiveness of the people and how we are perceived by people abroad, and it's not so much name.
But a key question remains. Have the Czechs done enough to promote their name overseas? Eric Best again.
Well, I wouldn't blame it too much on the Czechs themselves. It is a small country, and it would take an awful lot of money to get out and have the Czech Republic have instant name recognition among any sizable amount of the population. Of course, they might devote a few more resources to, say, the English-speaking audience, because I think it is more difficult in English than in, say, German, where there is an equivalent that works fairly well.
I asked him to explain further.
The Nazis called it Die Czechai, which is a negative connotation, but there's Czechian, which is actually perfectly usable and good, but you have some people who confuse the two, and that can cause some problems with those who remember the way the Germans spoke about it under Hitler.
Eric Best also pointed out a unique solution that Brits appear to use quite often.
In the UK, there is a tendency to call it Czecho, which I think the Brits even did before, as a short name for Czechoslovakia. But Americans never, as far as I know, called it Czecho, and it sounds a bit odd to our ears. So to get a universal short name for it is going to be extremely difficult.
Whatever the name, it is clear that some people have no idea that the Czech Republic, not to mention Slovakia, even exist. Indeed, perceptions about wars, confusion with Yugoslavia, hunger, confusion with Romania, and being a true part of the Soviet Union, confusion with Ukraine, are prevalent among many, even in Europe. I asked Rostislav Vondrushka whether this seeming ignorance ever personally annoyed him.
Not at all. I mean, you know, we even have our initiative which is called V4, and we work together within this organization with Slovaks, with Poles, and with people from Hungary. And this Visegrad initiative in the field of tourism has a wonderful success in remote markets like North America, Latin America, or Asia. So we don't really feel that.
And what about American misperceptions, in which even a presidential candidate can get his geography or history wrong? Eric Best explains.
Only 25 or 30% of Americans have passports. We're not a nation of great travelers. We relate to things in terms of their significance to the United States and Czechoslovakia. The Czech Republic have not played a great role in American history, so they don't just fall off the tongue the way Russia does, or France, or other countries that have been more prominent in our history.
Of course, with the recent missile defense agreement with the United States, the name of the Czech Republic is certainly about to get more attention, or perhaps infamy. But even so, knowledge about the country's identity, history, and even its name will often slip by the wayside. The Czech lands have had their fair share of history over the decades and centuries. But it seems that at the moment, getting even the name of the Czech Republic out into the global consciousness will be a challenge in itself.